quick one for you, Chris, just to squeeze this one in. Guido wants to know, why is it that whales don't get the bends? He's referring, of course, to some of these things like sperm whales that can dive to kilometres under the ocean for, you know, half an hour at a time in search of things like squid. But then if you do this as a diver on scuba equipment and come up too quick, you get bubbles in the bloodstream, you get the bends. Why don't whales suffer in the same way?
Well, spoiler for the question, they actually can get the bends, we think. The bends is decompression sickness. So as you say, when scuba divers go down underwater, they're using equipment which matches the pressure of the air to the pressure of the water around them. So as you go down underwater, the water is at massive pressure. It's all pushing down on you. When you're breathing in air under pressure, air is about 78% nitrogen. Under pressure, that means more of the nitrogen gets pushed into your blood. And when divers want to come back to the surface, they come up to the surface, the pressure around them decreases, and all that excess nitrogen gas comes out of their blood. So imagine if you've got a
so when you say comes out of their blood, you mean as in while it's still in the blood?
Exactly. If you imagine like a can or a bottle of fizzy drink, if you open the cap really quickly, if you open it too quickly, you see all these bubbles suddenly magically appearing. Whereas if you do it slowly, you don't see that happening as much. And that's exactly the same as what's happening in the blood of scuba divers when they're coming up. Now,
so when they come up slowly, why doesn't it happen?
Exactly. When they come up slowly, it allows the blood to form an equilibrium with the air much more slowly.
If you in the lungs.
Exactly. If you do it too quickly, then all that gas comes out the blood as bubbles and that causes problems.
Whereas, so what you're saying is then if they've got lots of this dissolved nitrogen in their blood as a scuba diver, mm-hmm. as they surface slowly, because the blood's going past their lungs, it can slowly surrender the nitrogen to the lungs,
exactly.
lungs inflate, they
exactly.
breathe out the nitrogen so harmlessly.
So you in effect, the divers are actually off-gassing. They're breathing out that nitrogen gas slowly and safely.
So what do the whales do then?
The whales have one major, major advantage. They're not breathing compressed air. When whales come to the surface, they take a breath. A lot of whales actually take a breath and then they exhale before they go down. So they've got environmental sea air, if you like. And as they go down, that air actually gets compressed. But it's not the same as a scuba diver breathing in massive lungfuls of
compressed
of pressurized air. Exactly. Yeah. But they still have a little bit of air in their lungs. You know, they can't empty their lungs and their trachea, their windpipe completely. So they've got this little bit of air. It means they can actually get some pressurized nitrogen seeping into their blood, but it's in really, really small amounts. And they've got a couple of things that helps them. They've got lots of special fat in their body that helps to actually mop up the excess nitrogen. And they can also store the air in funny places. Their trachea is actually, their windpipe is actually distensible. So when they go down, their lungs get compressed, but a lot of that compressed air gets forced up into their trachea and it doesn't enter the blood at all. It's really amazing. These Cuvier beaked whales, they can actually dive down to 3 kilometres, which is 300 times the atmospheric pressure of the
incredible,
air.
Isn't it?
Of
so
air.
You mentioned at the beginning, you said, well, actually, we think they can get this. So why do they occasionally get the bends then?
The other thing that they do, they're very sensible. Like scuba divers, they also don't come straight up to the surface. You know, they come nice and slowly. But when something disturbs that behaviour, they might actually be prone to getting the bends. A few years ago, people were noting certain associations between sonar activity of military vessels and whale strandings. And they actually found in these stranded whales the telltale signs that they had the bends, they had decompression sickness. And when people look at bones of whales, bones actually have little telltale signs as well when the animals have had chronic exposure to decompression sickness. There are these little spots on the bone. So we can actually see that whales do from time to time tend to suffer from it, but it's something that they have learned to live